Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Chamber of Commerce event coordinator Alicia Davis about the upcoming craft fair in Central Park.
Coming up is the annual craft fair in Washington Central Park, and can you share how things are looking as far as setup is concerned at this point?
So setup is going to be a little different this year for our craft fair. We have decided to space all our vendors out 10 feet in between each vendor. And so that made us have to move some of the vendors on into the parking around the square so that people can also shop in the street in addition to shopping in Central Park. So it'll be more spread out, which will be better, I think. I think that makes most of the vendors excited because then their products don't get mixed in with everybody else's. And I don't know, I like to have more area to walk around and shop and enjoy the day. So,
and how many vendors do you have signed up?
We have about 95, including 6 food vendors.
And can you share the hours for the craft fair?
Yes, the hours are 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And that'll all be happening on Saturday the 12th.
Yes.
And can you highlight some of the different items that'll be for sale during the craft fair in addition to those food trucks?
Yes. So this year, again, it just seems like we keep getting more and more craft and furniture vendors and clothing, jewelry, kids items. We have just an assortment. We have some artwork that will be available, a lot of baked goods and things like that, like Amish jams. And, I mean, this would be a great time to get any holiday gifts or Christmas gifts, birthday gifts for family members. I think there's going to be a lot of really unique and handmade items. So I'm really excited.
And you mentioned that the vendors will be spread out. Is there any guidance that you have for people who are shopping?
Yeah, I mean, just we are going to be enforcing 6 feet of distance between people that aren't in the same families. Masks are strongly recommended among attendees. All vendors will be required to wear masks. We'll have signs up just kind of letting people remember what the recommendations are of the CDC. And just be doing announcements on the bandstand to let everyone know what guidelines are in place. And we just want to try to make this event as safe and secure as we can. But we also are just really excited to bring this event to town. I know the vendors are really excited to have something to look forward to and get their items out there to the public. So.
And when I talk to people who go, they seem to go every year and they've got a few stands they always have to hit or certain items they look for. Do you have a list like that?
Do I personally?
Personally,
have a list like
yeah.
That? No, you know, I like to just find new ones. And there's a couple that I do go to every year that has cute jewelry and things like that. And I look forward to her coming every year. But I love to find new vendors that have never been there before and see what they have going. What they have for sale and what products they have. So I don't discriminate against any shopping. You can kind of make a whole like half day out of it or even day. So I'm excited for Saturday.
And again, can you mention the times so that people can kind of pencil that in on their schedule?
Yes. So it starts at 9 a.m. on Saturday, September 12th, and it'll go until 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington Chamber of Commerce event coordinator Alicia Davis talking about the upcoming craft fair that's being held in Central Park this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.